Let us pray. Let's bow our heads.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父,
thank you for this time of fellowship.
谢谢你,
in which we are gathered here to honor you and to praise your name.
我们聚在一起来称颂你的名，来追崇你的名。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢你的话语。
And for the many promises found in it.
谢谢你的话语里面无数的应许。
Please give us a clear understanding of today's message.
求你帮助我们明白今天的信息。
And may we stand firm at all times in our obedience to you.
愿我们在主的日子一直会对你忠诚。
Amen.
Amen.
Hello, MMCC. 你好。
大家下午好。
It is great to be here today.
我很高兴来到大家中间。
For the last year and a half, I have been sharing the Sunday message with the youth.
在过去的一年半里边, 我是在带领青少年的主日崇拜。
Therefore, it is great to be sharing today's message with the entire congregation.
今天也很高兴和所有的会众一起来分享信息。
It is a memorable day, not only because today is Sunday, the last day of the month.
今天是值得纪念的一天，不仅仅是因为今天是这个月的最后一天，不仅仅是因为今天是主日。
But after more than a year and a half, we'll be getting back together, worshiping in person from next week on.
也是因为我们终于结束了一年半，我们要在网上的敬拜，下周我们会开始实体敬拜。
I encourage each of you to prayerfully.
我鼓励我们每个人都衷心的祷告。
Ask the Lord for guidance, for discernment.
求神来带领今天的信息。
With regards to your individual situation.
来联系到我们每个人身上的事情。
But perhaps it is time to get back together.
但也是我们回到一起。
The path to grow the church, to grow MMCC.
一起让我们的教会茁壮成长。
And to make more disciples for Jesus.
然后为主多造门徒。
Let me ask you this. Have you been paying attention to some of the recent events?
我来问问大家，大家有没有关注最近发生的一些事件呢？
Whether locally or around the world.
不管是当地的，或者说是世界上的，或全球上的。
Well, if you haven't, let me start by reading 10 short headlines.
如果没有的话，让我来给你列举十件头条新闻。
And these are news that just happened recently.
这就是最近发生的一些新闻。
Teen beaten up by gang and robbed of Apple Watch.
一个青少年被帮派暴打并夺走了他的苹果手表。
Two killed and 5 injured in Idaho shopping mall shooting.
爱达荷州购物中心发生枪击案，二死五伤。
At least 7 killed as soldiers and protesters clash in Sudan.
苏丹至少有7人在士兵和抗议者发生的冲突中丧生。
3 killed and 26 wounded in weekend Chicago violence.
周末的芝加哥暴力事件导致3人死亡，26人受伤。
Man, woman charged with murder of 2-year-old girl.
一名男士和一名女士被指控谋杀一位2岁的女孩子。
4-month-old girl dies from child abuse in Grand Crossing.
在芝加哥的一个大十字路口叫 Grand Crossing, 一个四个月的女孩子因被儿童虐待而死亡。
Haiti gang leader threatens to kill 17 kidnapped Christians.
海地的帮派头子威胁要杀死17名基督徒。
Christians missionaries, may I add.
基督徒传道人。
China sent 25 military aircraft into Taiwanese airspace.
中国调遣25架军用飞机进入台湾空域。
Israel launches missiles at southern Syria.
以色列向南叙利亚发射导弹。
And 84% of Chicago public school students graduate, but only 27% of 11th graders are proficient in reading and in math.
芝加哥公立学校 84%的学生可以毕业, 但只有 26%的11年级的学生 的阅读和数学可以达标。
What's happening here?
这在发生什么呢?
I don't know about you, but it seems from the headline news from around the world,
我不知道你怎么看, 但是从全世界的头条新闻来看的话,
like things are going from bad to worse very quickly.
事情正在急剧地从坏变得更坏。
Are we living in the modern times?
我们不是生活在一个新时代吗?
These modern times, we are supposed to be enjoying the best.
在这个新时代里, 我们应该正在享受所有最好的一切。
The best that the world has to offer from every perspective.
从各个方面来讲, 是这个世界前所未有最好的一切。
In particular, medical technology,
特别是医疗和科技,
science and innovation,
科学和发明,
through the miracle of medicine,
因为医学界的奇迹,
we are now witnessing one of the highest average life expectancy in many nations.
我们见到很多国家的平均寿命都创下了新高。
But why all this non-stop lawlessness?
但是为什么有这么多停不下来、日益增多的无法之事呢?
The answer is found in Matthew 24:12.
答案在马太福音24章12节。
Here Jesus says,
这里耶稣说,
and because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold.
因为不法的事增多, 许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
In other words, people will be disobedient.
也就是说, 人会越来越不说服。
They will not listen to their parents.
会拒绝父母的教导。
They will reject morality.
他们会拒绝道德。
There is no God.
没有神。
They will follow the lies offered by false prophets.
他们会顺从假先知的谎言。
And in the process, they will walk away
渐渐的，他们就远离了
from the very truth,
真正的真理。
In this verse, Jesus is telling the disciples,
在这节经文里, 耶稣在告诉门徒,
what to expect,
等待门徒的会是什么。
After he leaves and prior to his return,
在他离开之后, 而且在他再来之前。
The Apostle Paul tells us,
使徒保罗告诉我们,
in 1 Thessalonians,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书,
that the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
主的日子来到, 好像夜间的贼一样。
If you are not aware of it,
如果你还没有意识到,
Let me tell you that this is one of the most frightening truths in all of the entire scripture.
让我来告诉你，这是所有圣经里最让人可怕的真理之一。
The day of the Lord surrounds many terrible events.
主的日子在很多日子这时候发生。
In the day of the Lord, we will witness the most concentrated time of trials.
在主的日子，我们将经历这个世界最集中的苦难。
Pain, suffering,
痛苦，灾难。
Mass death.
集体死亡。
Nothing like the world has ever seen before.
是这个世界前所未经历过的。
It is a day of devastation.
这将是灾难的一天。
Destruction.
覆灭的一天。
It is a day of damnation.
是一个被咒诅的日子。
It is said that prophecy is one of the stronger proof pointing.
有人说预言是一个最强的证据之一。
It points towards the fact that the Bible is the word of.
它证明了圣经是。
The Encyclopedia of Biblical Prophecy lists 1,239 prophecies.
预言证明了圣经就是谁的话语。圣经预言全书列举了旧约1,239条预言。
Just in the Old Testament.
就在旧约里的。
There are another 578 prophecies.In the New Testament.
新约有另外的578条。
For a total of 1,817 prophecies.
预言的总数是1,817条。
And these prophecies are contained in 8,332 of the Bible verses.
这些预言是分布在圣经的8,352节经文中。
And this is approximately 27% of the Bible.
大概是27%的比例。
Many of these prophecies have already been fulfilled.
这些预言中有很多已经被预言。
Fulfilled exactly as foretold in the scripture.
像在圣经中所写的一模一样被应验。
And there are many other prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled.
也还有其他的预言正在被应验。
I would like to remind you that everything that the Word of God predicts.
我在这里想提醒你，谁的话所预言的一切
will come to pass.
都要发生。
So Christ's returns will come to pass.
基督的再来也要发生。
With regards to the second coming of Christ.
关于基督的再来
The Apostle Paul says,
使徒保罗这样说
The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire.
主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现
And the Apostle John tells us,
使徒约翰这样说
Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye shall see him.
看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他。
From the description of both apostles,
从这两位使徒的描述中
we know how Jesus is coming back.
我们知道耶稣会如何再来。
We even know, as I previously mentioned,
我们甚至也知道像我刚才提到的
What the day of the Lord will bring with it.
主的日子会带来什么
Destruction.
破坏
Devastation.
覆灭
Suffering.
痛苦。
Mass death.
集体死亡。
Trials and tribulations.
考验和灾难。
The interesting part of all this.
在这个故事里边很有意思的一件事情是。
Is that all along Jesus knew that we will want to know when he's coming back.
耶稣很早就知道我们想知道他什么时候回来。
And Jesus says,
但耶稣自己这样说。
But concerning that day and hour, no one knows.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道。
Not even the angels of heaven.
连天上的使者也不知道。
Not the Son, but the Father only.
子也不知道，唯独父知道。
Nobody, not even the angels in heaven, and they will be participating in Jesus' return.
没有人，即使是那些要参与耶稣再来的那些在天上的天使，他们也不知道。
Do you notice that also excluded is Jesus?
你注意到了吗？其实耶稣也不知道。
Not even the Son will know the time nor the hour.
人子也不知道哪一天哪个时辰。
For whatever reason, only God the Father knows.
不知道是什么原因，只有父谁知道。
The Son will wait.On the Father to send him.
圣子会等候圣父的参遣。
In the past, many scholars and theologians have tried to calculate the exact time.
在过去，有很多学者、很多神学家都努力要计算耶稣再来的具体的日子。
But they have all been wrong.
但他们都错了。
And this includes some well-known authors, Christian authors.
这里边包括许多非常著名的学者，还有基督教的作者。
And in the past, they have predicted that Jesus would return in the year 1000.
在过去，他们有人预测会是公元一千年。
Year 1836.
1836年。
1844.
1844年
and recently between 2005 to 2012.
最近的预测是2005年到2012年的。
And these predictions continue.
然后这样的预测还正在继续。
But Jesus wants us to eagerly await for that day.
但是耶稣想让我们做的是让我们急切地等待那一天。
The day of his second coming.
等待他再来的那一天。
The Lord will come like a thief in the night.
主会像夜间的贼一样再来。
And how does a thief operate?
贼是怎么操作的呢？
If the owner of the house knew ahead of time,
如果房屋的主人提前知道
，At what time of the night the thief was showing up？
晚上的哪一个时间贼会来
？The owner obviously will be on the alert。
房屋的主人很明显的就会提前警醒。
And we know that a thief will not show up during the day。
我们知道贼一般不会在白天出现
，because he could be easily seen，
因为他很容易被发现。
A thief will commit the crime under the darkness where he can hide。
贼会在黑暗可以隐藏的时候作案。
A thief will show up when no one is at home。
这贼可能会在没有人在家的时候出现。
When they could easily come into the house and do whatever they need to do.
这个时候他可以很容易的入室做他想做的。
Without anybody bothering them.
没有人知道。
Even when a person is home, that thief can come in quietly.
即使有人在家，贼也可以静悄悄地来。
Without being seen.
不被发现。
There are some signs or events prior to the second coming of Christ.
在主再来之前，会有一些迹象和事件发生。
Besides that, no one can know precisely other than the Father when Jesus will return.
除此之外，没有人除了天父以外，没有人确切地知道耶稣何时会再来。
No one will know the exact time, for we are not supposed to know.
没有人知道确切的日子，是因为我们不应该知道。
Back then, before I moved to the United States,
在我来到美国之前，
I used to live in Panama where I grew up.
我住在巴拿马，在那里长大。
Back then, I worked for a couple of companies.
在那里，我曾经在两个公司工作。
At a very early age.
在很年轻的时候。
I learned a lot by interacting with the other employees.
我从和其他员工打交道过程中学到了许多。
Where I work, most of us, we had job benefits.
在我工作的地方，我们中的大多数人都有工作的福利。
We had sick leave.
有病假。
Vacation.
有假期。
Annual raises.
还有年终的涨薪。
Then every once in a while, I notice.
经常的我会注意到。
That a number of employees will not show up. To work.
有一些员工不来上班。
And it's not just they, it might be 2-3 days.
有的时候是两三天。
And it wasn't because they were sick or anything like that.
也不是因为他们生病了或者有其他任何事情。
This behavior will continue and it will be repeated week after week.
这样的事情经常发生，一周又一周的重复。
And the problem with them not showing up,
这些人事先没有请假也不来上班，
is that it represented not only a problem for the company, but for me in particular.
不仅给公司带来了麻烦，对我也是。
Because I had to cover for them.
因为我要替他们遮掩。
I had to do more work.
我需要做更多的工作。
So I was curious, and when I asked,
所以我就很好奇，然后询问
，Why these employees were absent so often？
这些人为什么经常旷工呢
？The other employees they laugh，
其他的员工就会大笑
，And they said it's payday。
他们说今天是发工资的日子。
They will go out and get drunk。
他们又出去喝醉了。
Sometimes it wasn't payday, they will ask the company for an advance loan.
有时候不是发工资的时候，他们也向公司要求提前支取。
And again, they will not show up to work for the following day.
然后第二天就不来上班了。
So with time, I realized,
经过很长的时间，我终于发现
that the common thinking from those that are constantly poor,
这些经常贫穷的人，他们有一个常见的共同心态，
that they seldom think about the future.
他们几乎不去想将来。
They will just think about today.
他们只想着今天。
If they get some money,
如果他们得到了一些钱，
they do not plan for rent.
他们不会计划接下来要交的房租。
Or prepare for any other coming expenses.
或者预备其他的花销。
Their logic and thinking is that they have money.
他们现在有钱，他们有很多要想的。
The money in their hands and money in their pockets.
他们手上有钱，口袋里有钱。
So why worry about the next day or the following days?
他们为什么要担心接下来的几天或更长的日子呢？
They will invite all their friends.
他们会请来他们所有的朋友。
for a drink at the bar down the street.
在附近街上的酒吧里喝酒。
They will spend their money on the lottery.
他们也许去花钱玩彩票。
They will gamble.
或者赌博。
They will waste their money on worthless pursuits.
把钱浪费在没有意义的事情上。
One thing for sure.
有一件事情可以肯定。
They will not save or invest any money.
他们不会存钱，也不会投资。
Simply because they don't think about the future.
因为他们根本不去想将来。
Jesus teaches us.
耶稣教导我们。
That we should not worry about tomorrow.
我们不要为明天忧虑。
For tomorrow will take care for itself.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
But Jesus did not teach us that we should ignore tomorrow.
但是耶稣没有教导我们要忽略明天。
As Christians and followers of Jesus,
作为基督徒主耶稣的门徒，
We know that he's returning soon.
我们知道他很快就会再回来。
And every person will have to stand before him.
每一个人都要站在他面前。
To give an account.
来交账。
Therefore, with more reason.
因此我们有更多的理由。
We should be thinking often about it.
我们应该去经常要去想明天。
Again, no one knows when the Lord will return.
我再次强调，没有人知道主会什么时候再来。
But we know that it is certain.
但我们知道这件事情是肯定要发生的。
After Jesus told his disciples to seek for his kingdom,
耶稣在教导门徒要寻求他的国以后，
Jesus instructed them
耶稣教导他们
to be ready for his return.
要为他的再来做好准备。
Because when Jesus finally comes,
因为当耶稣最终再来的时候，
like a thief in the night,
会像夜间的贼一样，
he will judge everyone.
他来了会审判每一个人。
For Christ's return will be without a doubt.
所以基督的再来是毫无疑问的。
The most significant event in all of the world history.
是这个世界历史上最重要的一件事情。
It will be glorious.
那将会是荣耀的。
It will be spectacular.
那将会是壮观的。
It will be amazing.
那将会是令人惊讶的。
The scripture says that
经文这样说，
He's coming with the cloud.
他驾云降临。
And that every eye will see him.
众目要看见他。
It could very well be tomorrow.
这很有可能就是明天。
Perhaps next month.
也可能是下个月。
Next year or much later.
或者明年或者更晚的以后。
Knowing that Christ's return is a sure thing.
我们知道主耶稣一定会再来。
Regardless of when.
虽然不知道具体的时候。
This leaves us with a very important question.
这就留给我们一个很重要的问题。
That we Christians must ask ourselves.
然后我们作为基督徒一定要为我们自己。
What to do until Jesus' second coming?
在耶稣的再来之前要做些什么呢？
What are you going to do until Christ's return?
在基督再来之前你会怎么做呢？
In today's scripture reading,
在今天的经文里，
Jesus clearly foretold,
耶稣清楚的预言，
that it will be like those days of Noah,
就像挪亚的日子一样，
people were eating and drinking,
人们照样吃喝。
Marrying and giving in marriage.
嫁娶。
Until the day when Noah entered the ark.
直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
They were unaware.
他们不知道。
Until the flood came.
直到洪水来了。
And swept them all away.
把他们全都冲去。
So will be the coming of the Son of Man.
人子降临也要这样。
Would you be like one of those mentioned here?
你会是这里讲到的那些人中的一个吗？
Because the scriptures
因为经文
does give the specific directions
给予我们具体的教导
as to what we as Christian
我们作为基督徒
and followers of Jesus should be doing
主耶稣的门徒我们应如何做。
For you see, Christ's imminent return.
因为你在这里可以看到，耶稣马上再来。
It's not a reason for you to sit around.
不是一个你就坐下来休息。
And to do nothing.
什么都不做。
While waiting for his second coming.
就等待他再来。
Verse 44, part of today's scripture reading.
今天的经句是经为四十四节
commands us that
命令我们
we should be ready
我们要做好准备
for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that nobody expects
因为你们想不到的时候人子就来了
the scripture time after time
圣经一次又一次的
and without a doubt,
毫无疑问的
always presents Christ's return,
把基督的再来
it's a great motivation,
作为一个极大的动力
for action,
让我们采取行动
in contrary to the popular belief,
不是让我们通常所认为的那样
to do nothing,
什么都不做。
Therefore, I would like to address
因此在这里
two major areas
我在这里想讲两个主要的方面
that we Christians and followers of Jesus should be actively engaged
作为基督徒和主耶稣的门徒应该积极参与的两个主要方面
The first major area is to be fruitful
第一个主要的方面是要保持信实。
What does it mean to be fruitful?
这是什么意思呢?
It means to remain ready.
就是说要随时预备。
Watching for the Lord.
等候主。
You don't want to be caught off guard.
这个时候你不想被抓个一不留意。
You don't want to be...completely unprepared.
你不想完全没有准备。
And be surprised when that day finally arrives.
等那一天到来的时候满心惊愕。
In Revelation 2:10, Jesus instructs us.
在启示录二章十节耶稣如此指导我们。
Be faithful unto death and I will give you the crown of life.
你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
As Christians, we need to stay faithful.
作为基督徒，我们要保持忠心警醒。
Alert.
警醒。
Knowing that Jesus could return at any given moment.
因为我们知道耶稣可能任何时候就回来。
We all have busy lives.
我们都有个很忙碌的生活。
Whether family, career,
不论是忙着家庭事业
school, hobbies, and on and on,
或者学校还是你的个人爱好等等等等。
The fact is that there are many distractions.
事实是，这就是这许多的这种烦扰。
And these distractions draw our attention.
这许多的烦扰让我们失去了中心。
Away, and we can no longer remain in focus.
于是我们就不能保持我们的警醒中心。
Keep your eyes focused and fixed on Jesus.
把你的眼睛定睛在主身上。
Remain faithful.
保持忠心。
Equally important,
同样重要的,
you should continue growing in the Lord.
你应该要忠心的在主里成长。
Because God is faithful.
因为神是信实的。要继续做工。
To continue working in your life.
继续在你的生命里做工。
You must faithfully surrender your will to His.
你要忠心地将你自己的意愿降服在谁的意愿之下。
Since every day we are being transformed into the image of God,
因为每一天我们都正在变成神的模样。
We should faithfully be living our life.
我们要忠心地活出我们的生命。
In a way that brings the Lord glory.
把我们的生命活出荣耀主的样子。
Some 2,000 years ago,
大概2000多年前,
and it remains true nowadays,
今天也成立。
And this is something that the Apostle Peter warned us about.
这是彼得警告那些好讥诮的人。
He warned us about scoffers.
他警告那些好讥诮的人。
Who will continually ask, "Where is the promise of His coming?"
他们不停地问，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
Rest assured.
大家放宽心。
That although it has been some 2,000 years,
虽然已经是两千年前。
Since Jesus promised his return,
是那时候主耶稣应许了他的再来。
We must remain faithful unto that day.
我们仍然要保持忠心，直到他再来的那一天。
Remain faithful.
保持忠心。
Allowing the Lord.
允许神
to work on you.
在你身上做工。
Allowing the Lord to work in you.
允许谁在你心里做工。
Allowing the Lord to work through you.
允许谁通过你来做工。
Live a faithful.
活出一个忠心的生命。
Christian life.
基督徒的生命。
Life in a way that honors the Lord.
我们活出这样的一个生命来荣耀神。
And in the process, this will serve as an example for others.
这样我们也为其他人做出榜样。
And the second major area,
这第二个主要方面,
in which you should be actively engaged,
第二个你应该积极参与的主要方面,
is to be fruitful.
就是要结出果子。
To be fruitful.
结果子。
As a Christian, we are told that we are the salt.
作为基督徒，我们知道我们是盐。
And the light of the world.
是世上的光。
This means that you should take advantage.
这就是说我们应该利用。
Of every opportunity to witness for the Lord.
我们应该利用每一个机会为主做见证。
Be a witness for the Lord.
为主做见证。
Being fruitful.
结果子。
Means to serve diligently the Lord.
结果子的意思就是要辛勤地侍奉主。
For you will be using your time.
你要使用你的时间。
You'll be using your talents.
你的才干。
Your treasures.
你的财宝。
Wisely.
你要明智地使用它们。
You should be faithful sharing the gospel.
你要忠心地分享福音。
At home.
在家里。
Across the street.
在对面的街道上。
And around the world.
在世界各地。
You are to be fruitful by making more disciples for Jesus.
你要忠心地为耶稣多造门徒。
No matter what your age is.
无论你的年龄如何。
Regardless of your physical condition.
无论你的身体状况如何。
Regardless of your financial situation.
无论你的财政状况如何。
The Lord has duties.
我们每个人都有责任。
The Lord has responsibilities.
主对每个人都有义务。
And a ministry for each of us to complete.
主对每个人都有事工要完成。
You should give your best.
你要做出最大的努力。
For God's glory.
为了他的荣耀。
For God's kingdom.
为了他的国度。
The Lord does not expect you to just sit around.
主没有期盼你只是坐下来。
Day after day doing nothing.
一天天过去什么也不做。
God asks.
主要求你。
And wants you to be fruitful.
需要你结果子。
Just imagine that on Christ's return on that day.
我们想象一下主耶稣再来的那一天。
That the Lord comes to you and says.
主走到你面前对你说。
Well done, my good and faithful servant.
做得好，信实良善的仆人。
A good and faithful servant on earth.
在地上一个忠心良善的仆人。
Is he or she who uses?
就是那个会使用
his or her natural talents,
他的天然才干
ability,
才能
skills,
能力
money,
金钱
assets,
资产
in order to invest to further.The kingdom of heaven.
来投资，来扩展未来的天国。
You as the Lord's faithful servant.
你作为神信实的仆人。
You will want to use those blessings.
你应该想要用你的这些祝福。
To deepen your faith in him.
来加深在他里边的信心。
To increase God's glory.
来增加他的荣耀。
To grow his church.
来增长他的教会。
As I close.
我们今天作为结束语。
If you pay attention to the title to today's message.
你注意到今天讲到的标题了吗？
The title right behind me. It asks, are you prepared for Christ's return?
今天的标题是为基督的再来你做好准备了吗？
It did not ask, are you ready for Christ's return?
他没有说你预备好基督再来了吗？
Because there is a difference between being ready and being prepared.
因为预备好和准备好是有区别的。
For instance, in sports,
比如在体育比赛。
Most of the athletes are ready to play.
大部分运动员都预备好参加比赛。
But they might not be prepared.
但是可能没有准备好。
In the field of sports, most athletes are ready to play.
每一个运动员都已经可以参加竞赛。
Doesn't mean they're prepared to play.
这不是说 这不是说他们每一个人都有好好的准备。
Because every competitive athlete is ready.
因为每一个竞赛运动员都预备。
Desires and wants to compete.
都有心，都想要参与竞争。
But being prepared is the responsibility of the athlete.
但是好好的准备是运动员的责任。
They must commit.
他们要摆上
to long hours of practice.
很长时间来训练
for the best preparation.
做最好的准备
for the best frame of mind.
做最好心态的准备
It takes great effort.
这是要花上极大的代价的
It takes great determination.
需要极大的稳身。
It takes great commitment.
需要极大的代价。
Therefore, as a Christian and a follower of Christ,
作为基督徒和主的门徒
how long have you been practicing your Christian skills?
你有多长时间在训练你的基督徒技能？
Your Christian skills in obedience to the Lord.
比如基督徒技能，比如说要对主说服
，reading，
读经
，studying His word，
研习他的话语。
Have you been sharing your material blessings？
你有分享你的物质祝福吗
？How long have you been practicing your skills in witnessing to others？
你又花了多少时间来训练为主做见证呢？
How long have you been practicing your Christian skills in serving others?
你花了多长时间来训练你的服侍他人的这项基督徒技能呢？
Are you being fruitful to the Lord?
你对主结出果子了吗？
Being ready is an emotion.
预备好是一种情绪。
Being prepared is an action.
但是好好准备是一项行动。
Being ready is easy.
预备好很容易。
But being prepared is challenging.
但是好好准备是很难的。
Being ready is common.
预备好很常见。
But being prepared is uncommon.
但是好好准备好的是少见的。
Are you prepared for Christ's return?
你为了基督的再来准备好了吗？
Or are you just ready for Christ's return?
还是只是预备好了。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We eagerly await for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's return.
我们急切地等候我们的主，我们救主的再来。
For it is when your plan to restore everything.
因为那是你的计划，要复原一切。
Everything to its rightful position will happen.
把每件事情都复原到原来的样子。
And this will happen through Jesus fulfilling your promises.
这件事情会通过耶稣来实现。
May our hearts and minds.
愿我们的心，我们的心态。
Be not only ready.
不只是预备好。
But may we be fully prepared.
也愿我们真真正的准备好。
For this joyful occasion.
为这喜庆的日子准备好。
May we in obedience.
愿我们说服。
Continue to make more disciples for Jesus.
继续为您多造门徒。
Because you do not want anyone to perish.
因为你不希望任何人灭亡。
But everyone to come to repentance.
但是你确切希望每个人都悔改。
This we ask and pray.
在我们这样的祷告中。
In Jesus' mighty name, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名求，阿门。
Thank you.